This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Talk you all about what's going on here in the Blue Lake City. We have got a community consultation of the Sport and Rec Hub coming up. We've got news, of course, on triplem.com.au and right the way across the Limestone Coast that the CEO of the Mangambia City Council is set to hang up his hat in 2019. And, of course, the elections all finished up on the weekend and we have some provisional results. The man who knows all about it is Mark McShane. He is on the line. Good morning, mate.
Thank you very much. I know all about it, Dwight. That's fantastic.
Well, you know a little bit about it. First of all, retirement. What's going on?
Oh, well, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime decisions you make. I guess it will hit every one of us when we get to a certain age, when we think, what do we want to do? Smell the roses or do something different. So I've elected to depart after 7 years in council and about 42 years of solid work. It's about time I did something different, which means doing probably nothing.
What have been the highlights of being here in the Blue Lake City, mate?
Oh, look, certainly the community, the people here that I've been working with, people generally within the community. The councillors themselves have put in a huge amount of work, and like everybody else, I guess sometimes it's not always appreciated, but that would be the highlight, working with people, and that's the same in any industry. And of course, the big ticket items, of course, are always very noticeable in terms of things like removing the former hospital, which I think most people now have completely erased from their memory. But realistically, that looked like Beirut up top of the hill there for a long time. Of course, the rail lands, rail trail, those are the big ticket items, but also perhaps things which are a little bit different. You know, the fringe coming into the city has been fantastic, 2 years running now, and again next year. So those events and the arts and cultural side are also really important for our city.
Mark, it surprised me that you that you did decide to retire from the position of council, especially in the lead up to the Sport and Rec Hub.
Yes, well, that's a long-term project, Ewan, as you'd appreciate. If we are successful in gaining the second lot of funding that we need from the state government, it's another three-year horizon before the rec centre would be open. So it's a fairly long process, and I guess I've taken it so far, and hopefully we'll get the funding from the state government. And then it will be up to the new council, commencing later this week, and, of course, staff and the community and the various stakeholders who've had a lot to do with this. The various sporting groups, interest groups, have put huge amounts of effort into the design of this. So it certainly hasn't been a council-only run activity. Mm. It's been a real joint collaborative effort.
And, Mark, at the moment, council is doing its best to answer questions and to inform the public about the Sport and Rec Hub.
Yes, indeed we are, and rather than go through all the details there, certainly jump on our website, Have Your Say area in our website, and there'll be shop fronts in the main street and commercial street as well in the next few days, and that will be ongoing for several weeks, and also pop-ups in various locations around Mangambia. We were at the Sunday Library Market yesterday for about 4 or 5 hours. So when you see that booth and people wearing black T-shirts with the Have Your Say and Recreation Hub, go and have a chat to them. There'll be designs and a whole range of other material that you'll be able to have a look at and also take away to think about how you might want to move this project forward, if indeed you do.
Now, all those details are online at triplem.com.au as well. Now, Mark, the real reason for this morning's call is elections. The ballots had to be in by Friday, and now the counting is underway. Take us through what's going on.
Yes, certainly. The count was in full bore all day on Saturday. We had about 8,200 votes, which is about 43% of the eligible voters, which is a bit more than we had in 2014 and about 10% higher than 2010. And also about 10%, interestingly, a bit over 10% more than the state average. So that was a really good turnout. So the Electoral Commission runs the election, and they were, as I said, busy all day on Saturday doing the count. And certainly they focused on the mayoral count first, and as has been released already into the media on Saturday, Lynette Martin has become mayor of the city of Mangambia. and will take up that role during the course of this week and formally announced on Friday from the Electoral Commission.
Now, what happens for the rest of this week? Because we've got all the councillors that that have to be named.
Yes, indeed. It's a bit more complex because there's also this preferential voting. So that means you numbered a whole lot of different numbers on the ballot paper and they all need to be counted. And unfortunately, a manual process would take days and days. So what happens over the weekend after the first preference vote has been done, and these are all on the Electoral Commission website, by the way, if you're interested, for every council in South Australia, all the votes are up, and have a look at those if you wish to. But the ballot papers are now back in Adelaide, and they'll be put through some U-Butte fantastic machine, which will count. I don't know what name it is, but it must have a fancy name.
Exactly. It's going to count it faster than you and I would.
Absolutely. So the 8,200 votes will all go through this phantasmagorical machine, and out will pop the preferences. And it's important to note that while somebody might be ahead on first preference votes, things can change when the other votes are distributed in terms of your second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and so on choice. So that will all be known, we hope, by Tuesday evening. And the formal declaration of the council will be made this Friday. Again, we hope, according to the information we have from the Electoral Commission, and as long as their time frame is held to.
Well, Mark, we might try and catch up later on this week, talk about who the new council are going to be as it's confirmed. And thanks for joining us this morning and talking over a number of issues that that we all need to know about.
Not a problem at all. And yet Wednesday should be the day.
Mark, have a great day. We'll catch up soon, mate.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.